Good afternoon. Welcome to this Earth Day, I guess, edition of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, as always. And I am here with you until 6 p.m. today. We got a few songs about the Earth to start off with. I know it's my favorite planet of all the ones I've lived on. What's yours? Drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong and tell us what planet you would like to save. I'm going to try to save the Earth.
Thank you. time began. And it breaks our hearts to go. But we know that your time is through. This is the final show.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars. And you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earthlight, Earthbright, First Earth I see tonight. Or, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, how I wonder what you're worth. Sound strange? Well, on Cestus Omicron 3, the all-time hit song is Earth Dust. Also, people will sing, Catch a Falling Earth, and put it in your pocket. And might you not have difficulty accepting the idea of a national anthem called the Earth Spangled Banner? You see, it is, after all, a question of point of view. If I were an emotional creature, I would be shocked by your Earth concept of stars falling on Alabama. Really, I find that most illogical. Now, as to the matter of space sanitation, will you take a moment to consider all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with? Old nose cones, cameras, and even a corned beef sandwich? And those rocket fumes. On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a Let's Keep Space Beautiful campaign. And now, I must hurry off to a galactic convention of what you Earth people might call those little green people. I leave you with the good advice my father gave me when I left my home planet, Vulcan. Don't let the Earth get in your eyes.
Are you feeling earthy yet? Are you enjoying these earth tones? As those of you that were following along with the social media hype about this week's show will be aware, all the music composed and recorded, that all the music on this show was composed and recorded right here on Earth. Yes, that's right. For Earth Day, this has all been music by Earth people. In some cases, pretending to be people not of this earth. Man, oh man, it's funny. I don't hear the CD player, the buzz of the CD player until I put the mic on, and then man, do I hear it. Let's see if I turn the mic. Non-stop complaint here at In You All Along, which I will stop, I promise. All right. Let's get back to the order of business, most notably telling you what you just heard. Of course, just now, we heard from Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy with Twinkle Twinkle Little Earth off of Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space from 1967 on the Dot Records label. Those of you that tuned in around this time last year when there was Leonard Nimoy Day in Boston got a whole earful of all that stuff, and always nice to have an occasion to drag some more out of it again. Prior to that, we heard from the Gibb Family with Goodbye Mother Earth off the 1981, how would I describe it, rock opera storybook, rock and roll storybook, Voyage to Triangulos. Apparently never really got a real release. He had John Gibb, rock and roller, had asked somebody to help him, ask someone, Mitch, I don't know who Mitch Gold is, but he'd asked Mitch Gold to help him put out a record, and Mitch Gold said, I'll do it if it's positive and uplifting. So it's a family tale of a voyage beyond the earth. Thank you to Jill Plyman, a.k.a. Jorby Plukum of Jorby's Trivia. I forget exactly what he calls it, but anyway, Joe does an amazing job at hosting trivia at the Plow and Stars Monday nights and provides me occasionally with musical gems like that. We opened up... Oh, nope. Too soon. Before that, we heard from Coons and Weaver, Musical Oddities Extraordinaire, with their track New Earth off of the 2021 release Eros in the Natural World. And we opened up with the band Earth, their song Tallahassee off their 1996 album Pentastar in the Style of Demons on the Sub Pop label. Okay, that gets us all caught up. That is all of the Earth-specific music that we have, although I promise you all the rest of it is in fact from Earth or somewhere nearby. The next track I've played a bunch of times over the years around this time because I think it does an amazing job of telling a story that a lot of members of my family went through and a lot of other folks, and it's this time of year, April 24th every year, is when the Armenians of the world commemorate the 1915 genocide that sent them out of their homelands and to the four corners of the earth, including my family here. And somewhere along the line, Julian Cope wrote this epic, long piece of it's a story. Listen, I'll just play it. Instead of trying to describe it for you, I'll just play it for you. How about that? And, you know, this is a little bit about my background. And I'm very grateful that a famous popular musician chose to make this. So, Julian Cope. Thank you.
other life. I was traveling in the spring of 1915. In the Black Sea area of the Ottoman Empire, I was Armenian. But as I climbed up into the town, only crowds of my people I spied on remand. All detained by the Turks, kneeling down at the scorching roadside.
They were mainly children. They were mainly women. They were mainly old folk. Mainly people.
Of the Armenian genocide. There was a strong odor in the air of animal hatred. Then I saw the great scaffolds. Intellectuals hung on long wires, dead money men with brains in their hair. That's an Armenian in Istanbul today. Price on your head, there's no price at all. They needed us then and our expertise. As Christians, we're just manure for their fields. Genocide. In our thousands, they started to march us out of the towns. I was an international traveler and I saw many Germans, English, Americans that I knew. But the sheer weight of numbers, the sheer weight of soldiers, the sheer lack of care for these families' fates was boggling my mind, frying my brains as we all trudged up the hills in 100 degrees. I assure you, Moscow, London, New York, wherever you are, hear me. They did these things to us, even made us stand on that burning road for 2 days going nowhere. We had no food, no water, no self-esteem. By then they just start to pour scorn on the old, pour scorn on the feeble at the rear. There's no songs, no sound, nothing. Genocide. Stopped us walking. 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 Stop as you mean to go on. Walking. Movements of a whole nation. 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 Movements of a whole nation.
Hang a song.
Movements of a whole nation.
some savior hero unknown among us? Is there no saint to save us?
Call the rat, will your enlightened flock escape their fate?
Stragglers were miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. The stragglers were 40 miles behind us and ahead with the caves. Those monsters had chosen our graves. Ahead were our graves. Our fiery graves. Because ahead were the caves. Oh yes, our fiery graves. Compassion was 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles away. Where was compassion? Where was compassion? 1,000 miles away. Compassion, compassion, compassion 1,000 miles away. But none of my people would live to see this night out, and only our enslavers would live to have their say.
Up from the heat in the caves where we burned, from the heat of the road to that dreadful heat in the caves where we burned. Just forgotten Christians marched away to a place to be burned. Who were we? We were nobody. We were nobody. We lived to be burned. Who were we?
Julian Cope, the Armenian genocide. You know, you can do a lot of reading. You can do a lot of research. But that's a story for you in a nutshell. And if you want, if you would like to take part, you can come down to the Armenian Genocide Memorial Park on the Rose Kennedy Greenway tomorrow night at 7 for a commemorative program. That's right by, it's right outside Faneuil Hall on the Greenway. So, 7 p.m., there'll be a few speakers and a whole bunch of people. So, we have, we are already at the bottom of the hour here, 5:32 on WMFO time. There is a ton of good stuff coming up in the clubs. I can't, I mean, I will, you know, here, I'm gonna do this. This is a surprise. I didn't even think about this. But if anybody would like a pair of tickets to see Jawbreaker tomorrow night, and let's see who they are playing with. You know, I was originally going to go to this show. But now I'm not, and now you can. These tickets can be yours. These are my tickets, which I am giving away, my own personal tickets. Jawbreaker at the House of Blues, I believe it's a 6 p.m. show. 7 p.m. show. They are with playing with War on Women and Pogo. No, this is an this is an old show. I take this all back. Man, oh man, talk about not being ready. Here we go. 25th anniversary of Dear You. Door time 6 p.m. Show time 7. Jawbreaker, Get Up Kids, Lemonheads, and the Warriors. Drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong, and if you are interested, we will make it happen. All right, we got some good stuff. Like I said, a whole bunch of bands playing locally coming up in this next and final set. So sit back and think about where you're going to go in the next few days and the next week and who you're going to go see so you too can support the live music scene.
extrasensory. could a unicorn.
Bye.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hi, I'm John Gilmore of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For 15 years, we've protected your right to speak your mind online, from bulletin boards to podcasts. Join us at EFF.org.
All right. Lots and lots to tell you here. First, because that was a long set. And second, because every single one of those acts is playing in town this week. Most recently, the Flying A-Holes. You heard me. I said A-hole on the radio. The Flying A-Holes with Rubber Band Man. Cover of that classic. They are playing on Sunday at the Midway Cafe, an all ages afternoon show with Corinne Southern and the Constellations, Johnny Plankton, and a bunch of jerks. Go see the A-Holes and the Jerks. Prior to that, we heard from Viva Gina, the defunct Viva Gina, with Like a Unicorn, the only radio-safe track on their Free Bleeder album from back in, when was that from? I guess it was just released in 2022. Regardless, that was passed along to me by Lisa Coyne of Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys just this past week. And Lisa will be playing with the Lost Cowboys at the Porch in Medford this Wednesday night. So that's something for you to do in the middle of the week on your hump day. Prior to that, we had Pedro the Lion with Clean Up, which I was actually doing while the song was playing. Clean Up off of his 2019 album, Phoenix. Pedro the Lion, David Bazan, wonderful, wonderful guy. I had the pleasure of seeing him in like a house show last year, I guess. And what, you know, as nice as you ever would hope and expect. He will be playing at the Bright Music Hall this Tuesday. On one of several things I'll give you to do on Tuesday. Before that, we heard from Webbed Wing. Webbed Wing will be playing. Oh, first of all, let me get my order of operations down here. That was Jesus's Name off their What's So Blanking Funny, and I can't say what the blanking is, album from 2021. Webbed Wing will be playing tonight with Angel Dust, Spiritual Cramp, and C4 down at the Central Square Elks Lodge in Cambridge. We opened up that set with one of my favorites, Gorilla Toss. Speaking of house shows, I think I first saw them in a basement a bunch of years ago. And that was their song Cannibal Capital off of their new one, Famously Alive. They will be playing on Tuesday with Trash Rabbit at the Crystal Ballroom. And I noticed a bunch of you tuned out when that song came on. And I tell you, like, that's probably my favorite song of the whole show. So, listener, remember, I meet you halfway. That is the way of the world. That's how we all go along to get along. It has been a pleasure doing this show for you once again, as it always is every week, every Friday here from 5 to 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in to In You All Along. Thank you for being so loyal on this beautiful day. I hope you brought the radio outside, because look at it out there. One of the DJs I was listening to the other day was saying you can tell the temperature change throughout the morning by watching the jackets come off and the shorts come out and everything. It's starting to come back on. Jackets are starting to go back on now, but it's still pretty nice. So get out there and enjoy it. Thank you so much. This has been In You All Along on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. I will see you next week.
This Roxetta Jones.